Blog Talk Radio.
I was waiting for the Blog Talk Radio lady. But good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I do hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And I have an amazing person with me tonight. I think everybody's amazing. But this lady has been here before with me. She is an awesome reader. It is the amazing Austin Wells, who will be with us shortly. I know she's probably like, don't say that again, but that's all right. But, you know, we'll be having her on here in a little bit. And but the first thing I want to do tonight is I just want us to ground. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in our world, and as we open with prayer tonight, we're going to do things a little different tonight with prayer. But the one thing that is, you know, like I said, everything just seems a little wacky on our planet right now. And so I think we need balance, not just for our own lives, but for our planet. So as we get ready to ground ourselves, we're going to do some things a little different tonight. And there's just a lot of stuff that could be happening, guys, and we're going to try to change some of this. And so let's go ahead and put your feet flat on the floor for me. Okay? Then I want you to close your eyes with me, please. And then I just want us to begin to feel balance. You know, a lot of us have crazy days sometimes. And, you know, things can get us a little, you know, off balance really quick sometimes. So let's just balance right now. You know, I used this earlier in the week about a teeter-totter. So right now, as your eyes are closed, I want you to see yourself in spirit on a teeter-totter. I know it seems a little weird, but go ahead and try it with me, okay? Sometimes weird things are all right, okay? To get us out of our heads. So I want you to see yourself and spirit on a teeter-totter. And then I want you to see that teeter-tottering balancing. You know, the whole idea of a teeter-totter is to find that balance. So I want you to balance here. You know, a lot of people think it's up and down, up and down, and up and down. But really the whole goal is to try to balance. So let's balance the teeter-totter. Then I want you to see roots going out of you into Mother Earth right now. Okay? And now I want you to visualize white light around you to begin with. Then I want you to visualize white light wherever you are, in your home, office, wherever you might be. Then I want you to visualize your city. And white light your city. And then outside of your city, I want you to begin to white light the world in a whole. All right. Thank you for doing that. And you can open your eyes. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. We are going to pray tonight for peace. I don't know if you've been following the news, but there's a lot of stuff going on. And I don't understand violence. I don't get it. But it's a part of the world at the moment. And I don't have to get everything to pray for stuff. But I know that our planet needs peace. And right now, there's a whole bunch of people rattling sabers. And we need them to stop doing that. Some of it might be justified. I'm not saying. But what I am saying is that we need to pray for peace. There's just a lot of stuff going on our planet. So let's pray for peace. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come here right now in this now moment with you and with us. And right now, we just let everything go when we focus on you. And we focus right now on our planet that we call home, Earth. And I ask that right now that you would surround our planet with angels and white light and that peace and that love and that calmness would prevail. And Father, Mother, God, we place every situation going on our planet right now in your hands. We can't really do anything about some of the stuff going on, but you can. So I'm not going to worry about my planet. I'm going to pray for my planet. And I'm going to pray for every man and every boy and every girl and every woman on our planet right now. I don't get violence. I don't get wars. I don't get this stuff. But I pray that that someday will be gone. And who knows, that someday might be sooner than we think, if we all unite and pray for peace, which we're doing tonight. Father, Mother, God, right now I turn my focus to my guest, to Austin. I pray that you would help her tonight. Give us the words that you are giving her to speak into our hearts. And let us be receptive to those words. And Father, Mother, God, we pray right now for the listeners that are listening to my voice and will be soon listening to Austin along with my voice. And we ask that tonight that you would speak peace into every situation in their lives. That you, if they are wanting to talk to a loved one tonight, we'll see if that happens. And right now, I just invite angels to come and minister unto us and spirit guides to work with us and you know, just surround us with that white light. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right. Let's go ahead and say hi to Austin. I'm going to tell everybody before we get Austin on there, I'm going to give some instructions really quick here. We will be taking some calls. We're not going to take a lot of calls. If we do not get you on air with me, please do not get mad at me. It just causes you to get all upset and doesn't change things. So don't get mad, all right? We will do our very best, but I will tell you we're only going to be taking a few calls. If you've ever read, it takes a lot of energy sometimes, and it can wear you out pretty quick. But we do have Austin here, and so I'm going to get her on here pretty quick. The other thing, I want to give you instructions because this has been a problem. Please not have a whole bunch of background noise. It's hard for us as readers, not just for myself, not just for Austin, but anybody I have on here. It would really help us if there's not a lot of background noise. Okay, so please check that right now as we get ready to go on air with Austin. And also the other thing, please only ask one question per caller. All right, I will also tell you that Austin is a psychic medium, so she can answer your questions, but she can also sometimes pick up on those on the other side. All right, all that said, let's say hi to Austin. Hi, Austin. Appreciate you coming on.
Hello, Michael B. How are you?
I am good. You probably didn't think I was ever going to get you on. But yeah.
Yes, I did. I know your drill. Here's where I'm coming from on this.
Okay.
First of all, I'm smiling ear to ear because I'm so honored that you have a show called Spiritual Talk because it's so clear that you walk that space. So first of all, I just want to say thank you for holding such a sacred, beautiful space for us. Then my heart's kind of giggling on two levels, one of which is the fact that when I created my own sacred space before the show,
right,
I was talking about groundedness, I was talking about peace and all these things, so I was laughing because the symmetry was stunning.
Right.
And then the other thing I have to share with you is the teeter-totter image my guides were having a lot of fun with. So
right,
clearly we're supposed to have some humor because every time I sat on the teeter-totter, one of them would get on the other end and send me sailing in the opposite direction. So
right,
they're like up for fun, and I'm excited to see what happens today.
Yeah, well, and that's what we – you know, I think – you know, I remember when I was in religion for, you know, for many years of my life, that wasn't always fun. You know, there was just too much strict. You know, but Spirit wants us to have fun. You know, Spirit wants us to expand. Does that make
Absolutely.
Sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, and humor always raises the vibration. And since we are a little dense in our world, all of the levity that can happen is so helpful for them because it just allows the communication to be that much stronger.
Well, and I think that sometimes, Austin, I think that sometimes we take ourselves too serious. You know, I never do.
I never do. I've never taken myself too seriously, like every day.
Right. Yeah. It's so, you know, but you know, Spirit's trying to get us out of those boxes that you know that we've created sometimes. And but it's just nice to hear your voice. It's been a while since you've been here with me, so it's just nice to have you. Now, just in case we have some new listeners tonight, I know who you are. And some of my listeners will know who you are, but could you give us just a little bit of a rundown on you, just in case somebody's new?
Sure. I'm a girl.
All right, that's good.
Yes. Well, the Austin thing, I guess, could confuse people. Yeah. I work in a bunch of different ways. First of all, I wake up every day being so grateful that I do what I do. I've never had a profession that teaches me so much and to which I feel like the most delicious fly on the wall. So I work as a medium. I work as an energy practitioner, and I'm a shaman. I'm also a grief counselor, and I've picked up a whole bunch of modalities along the way because as this work has expanded, so has the need for me to hold my clients differently. And since I teach so much, I really get led by Spirit in how and what areas to expand, and it's really cool. And then I'm adding a ministry, which is in process right now.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
I was going to ask you about that because it was funny. My spirit guide said, "There's something new." You know, she's getting ready to do something new. Talk about the new thing. So I guess that's probably the ministry thing that's coming up. Now, when are you going into that, or is that all top secret still?
No, it's not top secret. There's a number of different ways that one can become a minister. I'm kind of choosing to do it through the guise of spirituality because I'm very honored to be a medium. There's a very long tradition of it, and so many mediums in the past have been literally persecuted for this work. And to really understand the history of where mediumship came from, to know that it went back to 3208 BC, and to know that it's been a tradition that has been really part of so many historical points along the way, I just think is a great teaching piece.
Right.
In addition to just a respect one of the heritage.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's important, you know, this is one thing that Spirit's been talking to me about, is, you know, going back to our roots a little bit, because I think that along the way, somewhere along the way, even in spirituality, I think we've lost our way a little bit, and, you know, and it's easy to do that, you know, we're in a real world, and so it's easy to get off track sometimes, but I find that very interesting, that you're doing that and, you know, going back to those things and expanding. Because it's all about that right now. I mean, since, you know, beginning of this year, I just feel has just an energy change. I mean, with me, it seems like every single day I'm a little different than I was the previous day. Do you feel that?
I think it's such a brilliant point you're bringing up. There are many, many shifts and changes. And I think one of the ways that we can evidence it that's visual, since we rely so much on that sense, is the weather.
Right.
Because weather conditions are changing all over the world. Now, the weather is representational of the auric field that surrounds the Earth. Now, that is also representational of our own personal auric fields.
Right.
So it's all reflective. So when you look at there's just these massive shifts and changes, and people are dealing with adversity. But really, if we can always come back to the spiritual principle that gives me comfort, and this is something I offer as a tidbit of hopeful help, is right. It's not happening to you, it's happening for you. And if right. it's happening for you, what is it teaching you? What is it asking you to step into within your right. own spiritual expansion? Right. And if I love how you started by the whole concept of being grounded, because we are part of this dimension, and as much as we want to pop out into spirit and hang out there, it's not why we chose to be here as souls, and that
right.
that expansion into our purpose of being here is the fundamental reason we're here. That's our life purpose, is to find out what that is and how our unique distillation of self, which is inspired by that divine intelligence, expands, and what you're here to do in the world. So that's, yes, there's a lot of stuff going on, but it is asking us to find peace, but it's also peace within, and from that we can reflect a different kind of peace out in the world.
Definitely. Yeah, you know, today there was a situation that arose in my own life, in my own personal life, and for a minute it got me off of balance. But then I said, okay,
yeah.
What are you trying to teach me? You know, what am I supposed to learn here? You know, about myself. You know, what is it that's got me all upset? And I found out really quick what that lesson was, and so I changed it. But there is, you know, everything that's going on, you know, and I think that you mentioned it a few seconds ago about, you know, a lot of times people think that they're doing it to us, you know, that
yeah.
something's going on, and we take it too personal sometimes. But it's trying to teach us something about ourselves so we can grow. That's, you know, we're here to learn lessons, and we can't grow if we don't have lessons. You know?
Yeah. It would be great if it was all, you know, bonbons and bow ties, but the thing is that we're supposed to have adversity, and it's
right.
very, you know, in the working of mediumship and grief counseling and the, some of the people that are drawn and the people that I work with,
right.
yeah, there's a lot of density with it and a lot of adversity. However, I've also met some of the most spectacular human beings who had no idea who they were until that event happens, and it just transforms them. For instance, I love it prior to a show because I look at my inbox and kind of see the magic that starts to happen. I got an email from a client whose daughter was killed by a distracted driver, and this woman really has so utilized that experience to step into healing for others, and she's created a way for her daughter to be a leader in helping transportation departments across the country have different PSAs and things to raise the awareness. Well, she's won the Governor's Award for Safety and Saving Lives, and Obama has appointed her daughter as has given her a presidential appointee, and she's also been approved by the Senate. So her life completely became about something totally different. And if anybody's interested in that, that's I'll give you the website for her daughter. Her daughter's name is Allie. So the website is www.tiami.us/rememberingAllie, and Allie is Ally. And it's amazing what she's done. But the thing is that within all of us is a tremendous strength.
Right.
And sometimes those moments happen for us to find these things.
Right.
So, yes, there's going to be adversity, but how we hold it and how much we take it in,
right.
that's the key.
Yeah, because in talking about that, I mean, in my own personal life, there was a moment, I won't go into it, but there was a moment in my life when everything seemed like it was falling apart. And you know, and at that moment, I said, okay, I could look at it, everything falling apart, which it needed to get me to where I'm at right now. Actually, all that happened to get me right here. But,
yeah.
you know, and that's how we have to look at it. Because without that moment, even, you know, even if I could take it out of there, you know, without that moment, I wouldn't be the person I am right now. And I know that with everything inside of me.
Yeah.
You know, because those are the, you know, those are wake-up moments. And we have to... You know, even if it's hard sometimes, we got to go through those things because they are teaching
yeah.
us stuff about ourselves.
Yeah.
So, But now let's see. We're going to take some calls here in a little bit. If you're up to it, are you wanting to take some calls?
I am so up for anything.
Okay.
Heck, I've been thrown off a teeter-totter by my guide, so I'm
up
for anything.
So you're up for anything. We'll
I'm airborne.
All right, we'll take a few calls here in a minute. But now, you were talking about grief, and now I feel like that somebody's listening to us, and this is the reason I wanted to go here, Austin. I feel like that somebody right now is listening to us, and I don't think they're going to call in, but I really feel a lot of sadness. Now, what would you say to that person? I just feel like that they've just had a recent loss within the last couple of weeks here.
Well, I would approach it from a couple of standpoints.
Okay.
First of all, find community, because
right.
There's a sense of isolation during that time. No one understands what's going on, and no one will, but the sense of community can be very, very helpful.
Right.
There are a number of different websites helping parents heal. There are Forever Family is another one that does some beautiful work on the East Coast. Reaching out to a medium is a great idea, but it depends on where their belief systems are.
Right.
The other thing I would say is grief can sometimes make our own senses so filled that it's difficult to have spirit utilize our senses to see the spirit signs that happen around. But I've witnessed so many attempts on the other side's part to get a message through. It may come through loved ones. It comes through dreams. It comes through license plates. It comes through random series of events that support you during that time. And it's just about taking it moment by moment, but doing exactly what you're doing if you're listening and you don't want to call is just to get the knowledge that there's possibility in communication to do what feels comfortable to you. But
right.
It's really a self-nurturing time.
Yeah, definitely. I know for myself, when my grandmother passed years and years ago, that was the hardest passing that I've had to deal with and so far. And I didn't know what I know now back then, but the one thing that really did help me was that community. I was in church, and without my church family, I don't know what
yeah.
would have happened because that support is, because the one thing that happens is we think we're so sad that we don't want to be around people, but that's not good. You need to be around somebody, because it's just not good to isolate yourself with that grief. The one thing I would tell people is find a support system or, a buddy or somebody you can talk to.
And the other thing I just want to say about grief.
Okay.
It is totally different from person to person.
Yeah.
And there's no rhythm or rhyme to it. So you may be at a place where you feel like or society dictates that you should be upset and you're laughing.
Right. Right.
Or
yeah.
you're at a place where everybody else is happy and you're in a totally different space. It really, I think, anytime there's trauma, it's an opportunity for us to find out about ourselves and find out about what we need and be willing to stand up for ourselves in that moment and say, I don't feel comfortable here. And if you make it about other people in that moment, there's resentment that gets built up, and it's not the time to take on more emotion. You've already got enough stuff going on. So it's a
right.
beautiful opportunity to really, really self-care.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, let's go ahead and get some people on here with you. And so,
all righty.
That way they don't get too upset with me. So we'll try to get the people on. We hope not. But let's go ahead and say hi. Is there any instructions that you would like to give them before? What do you need from them?
No, let's just go with what happens.
Okay, all right.
Free
some
fall.
People do. All right, let's go ahead. All right, 808, you're on air with myself and Austin. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Could you say your first name
welcome.
Out loud? Could you say your first name for Austin, please?
My first name is Ku'ulelani.
Hello, Ku'ulelani.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be on the air without kids screaming in the background.
How can we help you today?
I just wanted to see what you see for me, if you could just do a general reading, or if you want a specific question, I am taking care of a grandma, like a Hanai grandma, what we use in Hawaiian is Hanai is like adopted, you know, like you, you know,
yeah,
not blood related, but you were, you know, like calabash. And I know it's like a couple weeks tops, but I'm not sure. Or you could just give me a general reading. It's either or. It's up to you, whatever you feel.
Let me just clarify something. So you are caregiving this grandmother?
Yes.
Okay, currently. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see where we go with this. Actually, as I step into your energy, I love your heart straight up. And that's not just because you're caregiving right now. It's just because you're always looking for an opportunity to help. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and I love it about you because it's quite shining. And the minute I kind of step into that energy, there's a lot of spirit energy that comes in on your mom's side of the family. So I want to say that there's a grandmother in spirit that's connected to you who I get I want to say that, I don't know about you, and I don't know if anybody listening is getting the amount of goosebumps that I'm getting right now, but I've got a boatload of them going on. This particular grandmother, I want to say, is one that you held in high regard. I want to say that there's also something about her. She feels to be Hawaiian to me in nature because she's adorned in a lei and so on and so forth. And I feel like the tradition of Hawaii was very important to her. And there's a significance to the beginning of the year as far as the family goes with either January into February that seems pertinent to her. And I just want to say that she kind of acts, I want to say you would have called her like an auntie or she would have like been that kind of relationship to you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I want to say that this woman, as she links to you, there's so much love that comes to her. There was a woman in the islands who was very close to me whose name was Eleanor, and that image is coming across. So I can say that she would have been like a spiritual guide to you as well. Do you understand this?
Yes, she's a healer.
Okay. Yeah, and I just want to say that this, and the other thing about her wisdom, which I think you miss sometimes, is the fact that she could be very quick with what she would say, and sometimes it would seem like it was harsh, but it wasn't harsh. She was just trying to gift you with what the reality of it was, because sometimes you wouldn't quite see situations clearly. So I feel like she's stepping in as a support person for you right now, and I feel like this isn't the first time that she has done this. There's a relationship that she's letting me know that you've had some issue with where there's been some cross words where with a gentleman where he doesn't quite seem to be understanding of your need to caregive right now. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And so she's supporting you right now and she's laughing about it in the sweetest way because she it's something that I almost feel like the two of you would have talked about when she was here about her trying to help you with this pattern. But it's and then the other thing she's telling me is you've prayed for guidance on this. You've prayed for assistance with this. And she's just letting you know that your prayers have been answered. Why is she bringing up roller skates or roller blades?
I'm not sure.
They're old school roller skates. It's almost like she's giving me the idea like you feel like you've lost your footing, but if you can look at it, that's funny, and it's the second time they've given me that image, where if you can look at it, instead of that there's a sense of I'm lost or I've lost my footing, she says, what if you just have spiritual roller skates on and you haven't quite gotten your footing yet? Funny way of giving a message. Does that make sense?
In its own way, it makes perfect sense.
Because she's trying to like find. It's like she's trying to find a funny way of looking at this whole thing, and she's trying to like because she's got this just abundant laugh when I connect in with her energy, and she's also bringing up May as being significant to the family. She's also telling me that she's got her. So she is pulling in the woman that you're caregiving right now, and talking about the illness taking quite some time to process through her system. And she wants to give you thanks for the way that you're caregiving her, in the sense that you're actually feeding her. You're treating her almost like a mother she never had. So I want to say that you've stepped up in a way that's quite sensational, and I really want to thank you, because the maternal aspects, or the nurturing aspects, seems to be such an important part for this woman that you're caregiving to receive right now. So I just want to salute the fact that you're being so open-hearted and so loving from that perspective. I also want to say that the woman that's coming forward has a little dog with her, and it kind of has bushy hair about its face. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And this dog is like wagging its tail, and it's like it wants to come in, and I feel like it's very, very playful. I don't feel like I could put any order to this dog at all. It's like it goes wherever it wants to, and it kind of gets into stuff that it shouldn't get into. And so I feel like it's just bringing you back a sense of play. Does that help a little bit today?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, but thank you so much for what you're doing, because when we have an opportunity to caregive another through a very difficult transition, you have no idea the gratitude that exists on the other side about that. So you're putting your own life on hold, and you know what? If other people don't get it, then isn't that a little bit of an indication that you might deserve a little bit more support, since you're doing something so lovingly?
Oh, thank you. That was really beautiful, Lisa. Thank you.
You got it, sweetie. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that was awesome. Let's go ahead and keep things rolling here.
Yeah.
Jackie, you're on air with Austin. Hi.
Hi, Mike. Hi, it's Austin. How are you?
I'm good. Jackie, how are you today?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I was calling to see if I could get a general reading to connect with my mother and father.
Okay. All right. Let's see where we go with this. I feel like your mom's the one that wants... Okay. I feel like the mom is the one that's kind of stepping forward first, and I feel that that's normal. Like, your mom normally wins in situations, because if I pop up both of their energies, I feel like your dad's stepping back a little bit because your mom normally wins. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So it always makes me laugh when you pop in two personalities, because you're going to get... It's like dueling personalities. And I want to say that your mom... As her energy comes in, first of all, she wants to recognize the birthday that is upcoming. So it's one that I want to say is in the next couple of weeks, within the next month. Do you understand that?
We just had birthdays that just passed last week.
Okay, if that's what it is, then she's recognizing that. I also want to say that... what I like about your mom is this. Your mom was not a person to overdo anything. And I mean that in her own personal presentation. She just kind of was who she was, and that was enough. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very unique for me to experience this in a woman, because a lot of women like to doll themselves up and do all sorts of other things. And what I like about your mom is your mom's like, yep, this is what you get. Like, this is it. So I love her real take on things. I also feel like she would kind of, like, much like the caller we just had, say her truth very quickly. Like, she doesn't mince words. She just says what she wants to say. And I feel like she's good at cleaning house. And she's making a little bit of a distinction between your energy and her energy, because she's saying that you can sometimes take a little bit longer in considering whether or not you should move ahead with something, and that she appreciates that quality in you, because she would sometimes make a decision rather quickly and then regret the decision that she made. So she's telling me that you've distilled her essence and then found, like, you've added patience to it, which she had, but you're putting it in a different context, and she's kind of congratulating you about that. She's also giving you credit for the physical transformations that are going on, because she's telling me that you've changed how you're approaching your health. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you really need to understand this, because she's making a big deal out of it. It's like you've changed what you eat in order to feel better. Do you understand that?
Not really.
Okay, because she's talking about, it's almost like it's, and this is a very interesting point that she's bringing up, but she's bringing up the fact that sometimes your stomach has different relationships with different kinds of food, like you have a very sensitive digestive tract, and that she's bringing me to the fact that you're having awarenesses of the fact that sometimes dairy isn't the best thing for you to have. Do you understand this? She's being kind of particular on this.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so she's congratulating you because she's talking about the fact that you're having a bigger awareness, like you're starting to notice things, and she couldn't be more pleased about that.
Okay.
Really, and that, for some reason, maybe because, like, she would notice things pretty quickly, she loves the fact that you're becoming more like her in that regard.
Okay.
Okay. She wants to recognize your sister. Do you understand that?
Okay, my sister.
She's recognizing a sister, and then your sister has a daughter.
Yes.
Okay, so she's recognizing the daughter. And did the daughter just get braces on her teeth, or just get the braces off the teeth?
No, she's the sister I have. That have a daughter is older than that.
Okay. Is there
you don't really
some kind
have
of
a good
teasing? Okay. There's some kind of a reference to the daughter having something done with her teeth or braces on her teeth or something to that regard. So I don't know why she's bringing it up then, but just make a note of that, if you will. I also want to say, once you bring up the disconnect from the family, she's just noticing that that's impacting you in a really, really sensitive way.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings up a little bit of a pattern that you have sometimes of not empowering yourself to fix a situation, but letting a situation be as it is. And your mom is sweetly cattle prodding you a little bit in that regard and saying, you know, you could stand up for yourself and you could call her on it. Because your sister has a little bit of your mom's quality about just saying stuff straight out. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so what your mom is asking you to do is, she says, you've got legs, stand up on them. Stand up for yourself. Because your sister, you guys need each other, and you guys need each other more as time goes on. And I don't want, it's like she doesn't want you to feel separated from the family, and it's almost as if you're not choosing to do that, but you're, instead of doing something to stand up for yourself and to honor your own needs, kind of like we were talking about people that are going through grief, and a lot of what really honoring your soul is listening to what you need, but I think you know what you need, but you're afraid to do something about it. And I think your mom's just saying, don't let that be the fear that you listen to. Do something about it. Reach out to her. Make a difference there. Does that help a little bit today?
The sister that has a daughter is my stepsister, and she's never been, like, a nice person. So it's not someone who I really communicate with.
I just think there's just an opportunity there. I think the energetic, sweetie, that I'm getting from it is the fact that it kind of affects your energy field, like you did something to deserve that, and so it deflates your energy field. And when you're in that place, or when you respond sometimes with a relationship that way, the problem mm-hmm. with it is that it dims your light. And then the reason that you're here is a little bit less than. So all the people that you're supposed to gift with the brilliance and the amazing parts of you get a little bit less of it because you're feeling like people don't like you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
well,
so
we've been
I just
in a
don't
very
want
nasty estate battle for 2.5 years.
Yeah, well, the details of it can be, you know, whatever it is, but she doesn't have a right to project it on you. So I want you what your mom's just trying to say is, stand up for yourself. Don't let her stuff become your stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but I definitely appreciate your mom's energy, because I think she's, like, it's almost like she's like a good squeegee, you know. She's like going to a window that's got some stuff on it and just squeegeeing it so you can see clearly. So I like her because she kind of comes in and just wants to, like, clean house. She's cute.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, and hopefully Austin helped you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you got it. Have a great day, Jackie.
You too, Austin. You too, Michael. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. We're running down on time here, but let's go ahead. Before we try to take another call here, what's your website, Austin? How can we get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at austinwells.com. That's AustinWells.com. And, yes.
Yeah, what kind
and
of...
I also,
yeah, go ahead.
You can also find me on Facebook at Austin Wells. I have a page and a personal page, and I post things there, and you can join in my email list and get newsletters and talk about the events that I have upcoming. And I also have a really cool conference, if I can just promote it for just a quick second, that I'm going to be part of next year that I am super excited about. It's called the Afterlife Conference, or you can find it at afterlifeconference.com on the internet or on Facebook at the Afterlife Awareness and After Death Communication Group. It's run by a brilliant woman whose name is Terry Daniel, who follows in the line of the woman I spoke earlier who had lost her child. Terry has taken her own personal tragedy and become a hospice worker, an author, a channel. She speaks with her son on the other side constantly and has created this amazing conference. This will be the second time I've been there. It's in its fourth year. It's going to be in Portland, Oregon, June 5th through the 8th. I'm going to be doing a pre-conference workshop called Spiritunity, Tools and Techniques to Build Bridges to Your Loved Ones in Spirit, and then I will also be teaching. And I'm one of three mediums that will be there. I will be joined by Hollister Rand and Suzanne Northrup. And it's cool because they have a science tract, a spiritual tract, and a bereavement tract. And Dr. Raymond Moody, who is the gentleman who coined the phrase NDE or near-death experience, has been part of the conference from the beginning, and Elbin Alexander, who wrote Proof from Heaven, is part of it. So it's a really amazing event. So I'm really honored to be part of that. So thank you for letting me say something about it.
No problem. No, I was awesome. I'm trying to write down the dates myself, just in case I can come there.
Yeah.
Now, what are those days again in June? You said June.
It's June 5th through the 8th. The 5th is the pre-conference day. That's the day I'll be teaching, and there's some other shamanic offerings as well. And then the conference, I think, officially starts the 6th, which is Friday, and goes Friday. So it goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you can find all the information about the hotel and everything at afterlifeconference.com. Terry's going to be posting more about the speakers and the people that will be there. So you're really actually getting the brand-new information about the people that will be there. So you must
awesome.
Be very important, Michael B.
I know. I must be. But, yeah, so I wrote it down. Now, that was in Portland, Oregon, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, because I didn't want to go to the wrong place.
Right. No, if you go on the website, Terry's great. And she's devoted her life to this sweet, lovely woman. And so she really caregives people through the conference, and it's a spectacular opportunity to talk to the authors one-on-one and really find out about afterlife awareness from all different aspects. So it's building a community that's becoming very, very strong. So it's an honor to be part of it. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it. So you can just jump in anytime. I don't care. So this is hey, I go along with the flow. You should know that if you ever listen to this show, I just go with the flow. Whatever spirit wants to say, we let that in here. But
absolutely.
I honestly don't know. Let's try to squeeze somebody in here.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead with Laura, and we'll try to get you on here. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I would like to know if you see anything, any major changes coming up for me in the near future, any major changes like a move or career change, romance, anything that's major.
Okay, and your name is Laura?
L-O-R-A.
Hello, L-L-O-R-A.
No, it's L-O-R-A, Laura.
Oh, how cool. What a neat spelling. I really like that. Okay, as I go into your energy field, you are one busy woman. Wow. And I want to say I'm excited because I feel like you're efficiency is a word that I really want to pull up. You and I have a lot of similarities in the fact that you have so many ideas about so many things that you want to get done and do. And I'm thrilled about it because you are one of those people that if you can align with what your passion is, you will definitely make a difference in the world. Healing and helping others seems to be a big theme for you. And I feel like you've been on kind of a conventional track and then you kind of step to the side. And so I'm very excited that you're really listening to like where your soul wants to take you. Is this all making sense so far?
Yes.
Okay, great. So there are books that you want to write. There's like you almost want to step into like a leadership role, which is super exciting to me. I think it's a matter of just really looking at where are the significant places that I can make the most impact right now. Because otherwise it kind of feels like you're doing a little of this and little of this and little of this, and it doesn't feel to you, so that frustration that builds up with you sometimes is the fact that you don't feel like anything's happening. But it is. It's just that you'll have more visual or visible results if you focus your energy on one specific task, and then you'll know that you're getting things accomplished. Now, I want to say the writing thing feels really important to me, and it almost feels like that's a really good place or a platform for you to start. Because once you have that, you've got a different sense of credibility, and you have all these, and I also want to say that you're very clairaudient because there's a lot of ideas and concepts that seem to be coming to you, especially when you write, and I hope that you're aware of that when you write, yes?
Well, I write training, is that what you're talking about, or are you talking
Absolutely.
About me writing?
It's whatever it is that you're doing as far as the writing goes. If it's trying to figure out how to put words around other people's issues, like coming up with a way of training something.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it there, but I kind of want you to hear it differently. So I see what it is. Okay, so you're kind of getting practice right now, like working and learning how to listen to guidance and put it on paper. Because you're taking someone's problem, okay, I'm just going to make it super simple. You're taking somebody's problem, and then you're finding a different format for it to make sense for somebody else because they can't figure out how to communicate it. Do you understand that?
Yes, that's
okay.
Actually what I do in my career.
Yeah, absolutely. So now what I want you to do is say, okay, I'm really good at taking somebody else's problem and fixing it. So what do I want to fix so I can stand on my own flat platform instead of supporting other people's work and expanding their business? Because the reason why you're frustrated, the reason why you want the change, and the reason why you're kind of looking outside the window going, someone get me out, is because you're getting to the beautiful intersection where the lesson has been learned. You've figured out how to make it work. Now you just need to apply it to what your soul calling is and what you want to teach, and then you're going to be so in the groove. So you already know you want to help and heal. You already know that. Do you have Reiki training?
Yeah, I'm a Reiki master.
Okay. It shows in people's energy fields. It's like this dazzling, like, gold energy because that whole angelic realm just pops really beautifully. And there's also some – do you have a baby boy that's come into the family?
No.
think on the whole family. You're not trying to get pregnant yourself, are you?
Oh, no.
Okay. Erase. Etch a sketch on that one. But it's just someone – okay, because sometimes when I get signs and symbols, I have to make sure I know where it's coming from. Do you work with children? Do you have a want to work with children or with infants?
I love children, but I don't have any children, and I don't know if it's possible that are you seeing a baby in spirit maybe because there's been a couple.
Okay, because that might be it, but I actually feel like this is an incoming, not one that's been, you know, transitioned on its own or by decision. It's not that way. It's an incoming. So when I see them, it's generally someone on the spirit side letting somebody know or calling the child coming in.
Is it possible that it's my niece or nephew that's going to end up having a baby with their significant other?
Absolutely, if that's where it feels like. But there's a boy, there's a boy, there's a boy, and there's just this, and there's a woman that's attached to this. And if I step into the energy of it, is there's a sister to your mom? Is there an aunt that has passed?
Yes.
Okay, so that aunt is bringing through this child, and she's just holding the baby, and she's so excited about the fact that it's going to happen. And the funny thing about this aunt is, like, this aunt can't stop talking. Do you understand this? She's somebody to interrupt a bit.
Oh, my gosh. Because my cousin just got married, but she's kind of in her 40s. I'm not sure if... Maybe her and
You know what? Babies happen in 40s. I don't know why all these people think that doesn't happen. Yeah, and it's just like, but the aunt on the other side is so excited about the fact that the baby boy is going to come in. So, you know, I don't know how you're going to take this information. Maybe just put it.
You ask her if my cousin Heidi is going to have the baby?
Who's the other cousin?
I hope it's not her. Jill. She's not married. It's not Jill, is it? She's not married.
Wow. You know what? She may not be married, but I kind of want to say that your aunt is putting the child's energy, and let's vision this properly for Jill, shall we? Let's send her some love. Let's do that. The aunt's just pulling the child's energy to her. So I just want to say that maybe it's a little spiritual nugget that she needs to know that that's going to work, that she will have that, you know, that she'll have that in her life if that's not something that she's created yet. But it feels like there's going to be a child around her somehow. So just, you know, let's not make it such a big deal. That's the one whose energy she's drawing my attention to.
Wow. Okay. So, well, you know, a baby's a baby, and we'll love the baby no matter what.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
Maybe
but
she'll
does
marry
that make sense?
Guy, maybe.
But does it? Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like her story is going to start. So it feels optimistic and powerful and good for her. Does it make sense what I was saying about your work, your evolution, and stepping into you and not doing other people's work, but looking at yourself and what you want to do?
Well, yeah, but I don't know what I want to do. I'm confused. I just think
if I can, so sorry for interrupting, but I want to be mindful of your time. And that is the fact that I feel like you're used to, because you're such a good support system, looking at other people's success and cheering them on. And I absolutely disagree that you don't know what it is that you want to do, because I think it was a little bit of self-reflection and a little bit of looking on what you've been drawn to and what you wanted to do when you were a kid and who you wanted to become. I think you're going to find that the path has always been there. It's just that you've been a little afraid of stepping into it because you didn't think you could do it. And I absolutely disagree.
What is it?
But see, that's part of the joy of being, I don't know. See, as an intuitive, I have a little bit of an ethic thing on this. Because I believe that your soul is here to find that out for yourself, because it's why you chose to be here. And I think I love intuitives and mediums, and our work, I think, is spectacular. But I also feel that we have to honor other people's process, and we have to let them find their own way, because otherwise I'm telling you what to do with your life, and that's not my right.
But am I going to be moving out of here, because I'm tired? I want a house and I want to move.
Okay, so then here's the empowerment piece. What you're doing is you're putting your power with me and giving me the permission to give you permission. I want you to give yourself permission to do it. Do you see what I'm saying? Self-care.
Yeah.
Listen to yourself. You're saying, I want to get out of here. So take care of yourself. You would do that with someone else. If they said to you, I want this, you would support them, would you not?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So why are you any different? You're not. So I want you to be on your team the same way that you absolutely support other people. I want you to become your own cheerleader first. Start saying no a little bit more. Start nurturing yourself, because I don't want you being resentful of other people just because you haven't given yourself the same gift you give everybody else. Right?
So when I asked you if you saw any major changes coming my way... What would one of those changes be?
What I'm saying is that the changes aren't going to happen just because you want them to happen. You're going to have to step into them. The way the world, the way that the world of metaphysics works is you keep putting a wish out there. You want it to happen, so you're the one that instigates the change, not that it has to happen on your behalf because spirit keeps going, we've given her 700 ways to do this. We need to make the decision now, and that tends to be a lot more abrupt. So I'd much rather you empower yourself to make the change than you wait for spirit to do it for you, because it won't be, it sometimes is a little bit more abrupt.
I'm okay
so,
with abrupt.
So, yeah, but see, empower, where is, here's what I'm saying. Empower yourself. You're the one. You're the one that, you're the orchestrator of your life. You're the conductor of your life. You're all of that. But sitting there with a sheet of music and a baton in the air, the orchestra is not going to do squat. Do you know what I mean? It's like you're waiting for the oboes to kick in, but if they don't have any leadership, they don't know what to do. So your guides are sitting there going, we'd love to do something. We know she wants to change, but what does she want us to facilitate? So help them help you. Just make one change and it'll shift things, and then you won't feel like you're stuck.
Okay.
Because your mind's the one that's – your mind is kind of running a little bit of interference here, and I don't think it's helping with your overall clarity in moving forward. Does that help a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Get bold. Get bold. Make a change. Make one change, and I promise you it'll start moving things forward.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We are actually out of time, and Austin, it's been a pleasure having you here. And
thank you
so much. We appreciate it, and hopefully you've enjoyed your time.
Oh, always.
Always.
We'll have, thank you so much, Michael, for everything.
Yeah. We'll have you back, I'm sure, before the conference thing. So, we appreciate you so much. And the one thing, I have a message, and normally I don't do this, but I have a message that keeps coming through for you. Is it okay for me to tell you what that is?
Absolutely.
Okay. I always ask. They're just saying.
That's very nice of you.
They're just saying that there's some major breakthroughs coming in the next couple months here as your business. It feels like your business is going to expand in a whole new direction. Like as you go out of this year, it feels like you guys are going to expand in a whole different direction. But it's going to be an awesome thing. And so just keep doing what you're doing, Austin. I appreciate you sharing your gifts tonight with us. And we'll have you back in the future. One more time with your website really quick.
Thank you for the message, Michael. I can't tell you how poignant that was. My website is austinwells.com. That's AustinWells.com. You can also find me on Facebook. And if you join my email list, which you can find on my Facebook page, you can get newsletters and information about online classes and classes that I teach. Yay!
Yay! All right. Well, Austin, you have a great night, and we'll talk to you again
soon.
You
too.
Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and wrap things up with the program. We appreciate you listening tonight to Spiritual Talk Radio, and hopefully you've enjoyed Austin. Like I said, if we didn't get you on there, we do apologize, and maybe next time. If you would like to get readings from Austin, I'm sure she would love to do that for you. And let me give you her website address. It is www.austinwells.com. That is AustinWells. That's all one word. .com. AustinWells.com. She gets this really cool. I love this little picture. I'm on her website actually. There's this little Buddha there. You gotta go over there just to see that. That thing is just awesome. It's like just generating joy out of this little thing. So you got to go over and see that. It's at www.austinwells.com. You got to see this little Buddha statue. It's awesome. All right. So, but yeah, check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. www.austinwells.com. All right. If you would like to get hold of me, you can do so at www.insightswithmichael.com. You can also set up readings with me and all that kind of stuff over there on my website. Also, if you would like to drop us an email, you can do so at youareawakening at gmail.com. My brain, somebody was talking to me, and this is what happens as a medium. Sometimes I'm trying to talk, and then all of a sudden somebody else is talking to me in the spirit world, and I get that all messed up there. But it is youareawakening at gmail.com. Tomorrow, I have Nicole Stevens will be with us tomorrow. We will be on a little bit earlier, way earlier, at 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. She will be with us. Awesome person. And, you know, Austin was talking about, you know, person that has lost their child. Nicole has experienced that. Her son had passed when he was young, and she turned her life around, you know, through that process. So she'll be with us tomorrow, and her son is a very powerful energy. Amazing young man in spirit. So, but Nicole will be with us tomorrow. Let's see, what is tomorrow? Tomorrow would be Wednesday, right? Okay, I don't know, people. My week's been all like, I don't know where I'm at half the time. Thursday, I will be on air, and I will be taking your calls and answering your questions and channeling Stephen later on in that program on Thursday. Friday, we have Pamela Hughes. I met her when I was in Colorado just in July. Amazing person. She will be with us on Friday. So go to our website at www.insightswithmichael.com and you'll see all those things coming up. Let's see. And then as we go into September, man, I will tell you, September on Spiritual Talk Radio is going to be amazing. I know who's coming up, and I will tell you, there's going to be some amazing things, some new things popping up here. And so we're just going to let Spirit lead us, and that's what we have to do all the time, right? Again, pray for our world as we get ready to close. Pray for our world. It needs it. So just send out peace. You know, the one thing that we can't do, and the one thing that Stephen wants me to talk to you about really quick, because he mentioned this earlier today. You know, if you turn on your TV, there's all this talk about pointing missiles at people and all this stuff going on right now. And so it would be really easy to go into a place of fear. Okay? So please do not go into that place. Okay? Don't go into a place of fear. The one thing that we have to realize, and this will help you, this has been helping me in the last month with my mom being in a nursing home and all this stuff that's been transitioning in my life, is that some things we have no control over, and there's no reason to worry about them. There's no reason to be fearful of any situation in our life because Spirit got us. You know, once you get that really into your head, and once you realize that Spirit's got us, everything else is going to be okay. Okay? I'm telling you, when I'm really getting this, guys, and when I'm getting this in my head, that Spirit's got everything, no wonder there's smiles on our faces, because we don't have anything to worry about. Spirit's got us. All right? So don't go into a place of fear. I would really actually suggest you don't even watch news right now. Don't put your head in the sand, but, you know, I would limit my time on news channels, okay? There's just a whole bunch of stuff going on, and just limit your time. Focus on the positive in the world, not on the negative. I do want to share something with you. We prayed for him on this program. And I just want to recognize his energy, and I think it's very fitting that I do that as we get ready to go into Nicole's program tomorrow, Nicole Stevens. This little boy, actually, same name as her son, actually, Zachary, we prayed for him. He was in Florida, and he had a parasite that was eating the inner lining of his brain. I will tell you that he has passed on a couple of days ago, actually. And it was after the show when I found out. I went on to the internet and found out. I wanted to check to see how he was doing. And he's on the other side, so he's doing awesome right now. And it's sort of funny. Zachary and the other Zachary, Nicole's son, they're together and they're playing baseball on the other side. And I find that very cool and interesting. So, you know, that's amazing. You know, the spirit world is an amazing place, guys. It is. And so just thought I'd share that with you. I know a lot of you were probably wondering whatever happened to that little boy. And so he is on the other side. He is awesome. But his family needs your help tonight. And so please pray for them. I cannot imagine what that feels like. I've never lost a child. I have a sister that has lost a child. I know how she feels. But I will tell you, I don't know how that feels for sure. And so, but I know it's probably not good right now. So please pray for them, and they would appreciate it. All right, you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Thank you again for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be on air tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. 11 a.m. Central. Nicole Stevens. If you haven't heard her, you're going to miss it. So don't miss it. Be with us tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, okay? Nicole will be with us. All right. Talk to you guys then. Be blessed always. Let me go ahead and find a song. We'll close out. How about, well, this one. All right. Bye, guys.